Is AI costing you too much? Find out what's going wrong on today's episode of the Artificial Intelligence Podcast. Today's episode is brought to you by Descript. Every book, podcast, and YouTube video that I publish is transcribed by Descript. I've used all of the competitors. Nobody comes close to their quality. And the price is the lowest in the business as well. If you want to speed up production and grow your online business, go to servemaster.com/descript right now.
Are you tired of dealing with your boss? Do you feel underpaid and underappreciated? If you want to make it online, fire your boss, and start living your retirement dreams now, then you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Artificial Intelligence Podcast, where you will learn how to use artificial intelligence to open new revenue streams and make money while you sleep. Presented live from a tropical island in the South Pacific by best-selling author Jonathan Green. Now, here's your host.
Today, we're going back to the original format, the classic format of this podcast, which started way back in 2016, which is the solo episode. I want to dive in with you guys into some important things when it comes to your overall artificial intelligence strategy, because I see a lot of distraction, misinformation, and overwhelm out there, and I don't want that to happen to you. So I'm going to take you through a couple of key steps in the process to understand where and how you should use tools and how you can avoid tools that are costing money you don't need to spend. Right now, a lot of tools are adding in features that are just ChatGPT 3.5, the free version of ChatGPT, and charging you $20, $30, and $50 a month for it. It can get very expensive when you end up using multiple tools. So the platform that I use to host the audio version of my podcast, first, they came out with this really cool feature to do audio enhance. You pay a little extra every month and they turbocharge the audio every month and have a good AI for that and does a great job. And now they'll be like, hey, we'll write your show notes as well. And it doesn't seem like a big deal because it's, just $20 a month, but it starts to nickel and dime you. And if you have multiple projects or multiple things where you're using tools like these, it's going to start to add up and suddenly you're spending hundreds or thousands of dollars a month. Now, I want to take you through the tech that I'm using and exactly how I've pushed down my overhead and what some of the biggest costs have been in running my business and where things can get really expensive if you take your eyes off of them. So some of those dangerous places are running ads. Ads can get really spiked very quickly if you're not watching and you're not maintaining them. The second place is any platform that charges you for scaling. For 7 years until last week, I was a customer of ConvertKit. It's a great platform for beginners. I've been an affiliate for a long time. I just closed both of my accounts last week because it was costing me a lot of money. A couple of things happened. The first is that every time you list hits a certain size number, they increase your bill. And if you lose that number, so let's say you cross the bridge and you have 10,000 subscribers. So now they move you up to the 10,000 subscriber plan. You pay a little extra. If you have 10,001, they're going to charge you that. If you drop down to 9,999, they're not going to drop your bill. You have to manually ask for it. So every one of these platforms does things that I think are a little disingenuous. So instead of adaptive pricing, it only moves in one direction, the direction that benefits them. So if you don't catch it and complain about it, they'll bill you that way. Now, all of the different providers do this kind of thing. AWeber is guilty of, if someone unsubscribes, they still charge you from someone who you can't even email anymore. And I don't know if they still do this. They were doing this years ago when I was working with 10 years ago when I caught them doing this to me. I was like, wow, I have a huge bill for a small list. And I realized I was paying for over 10,000 people that had unsubscribed. So I was paying hundreds of dollars for people I couldn't even email. So over the past year, one of the things I've done, which has been very scary, is move to a self-hosted email solution. And that means it's a lot more technical stuff. You have to go through a little bit of pain, but it gives me total control over my list. I email through several different platforms. I still have good deliverability. It's still little technical hiccups, but because I'm in control, I can fix them, right? And so I'm working through each of those processes and getting better and better and constantly tweaking, and I have total control. It also means that someone else can't mess with my account because they made a change at ConvertKit last week. And what happened? They deleted 90% of my list. They go, oh, we made a change we didn't email you about, and all you have a setting. So I have a high security setting on my server that basically says, hey, if an email doesn't get sent with the correct authorization, don't send it through. And ConvertKit basically said, hey, because you have security, you can't email your list. So they made a change. They did it on Christmas Day, which is the coolest day to do it on. And what a process to go through. So I figured out what it was. They made me change the settings. I was like, I don't know about changing this drop-down setting. I changed it and turned out they gave me the wrong advice anyways, and it still wasn't going through. So I go, you know what? I'm not doing two rounds of this. They deleted the whole account again. I go, listen, do I keep a backup? I've already moved everything to my own server. This was the kick in the pants I needed. I'd already closed one account. This pushed me to close the second account. Anytime you have a part of your business that's on someone else's platform, you're beholden to them. I do know people who have been with different email autoresponder services and they've had their entire accounts deleted. A lot of autoresponder companies will violate whatever you think your privacy is. They will read all of your emails. Some of them will do things like steal your customers. I don't want to name too many names, but I know a couple of platforms that have been caught doing this where I'm using the email service and then saying that email service is emailing all of my customers saying, hey, Jonathan uses this. Should you use it too? And I'm not an affiliate. I'm not getting paid a commission. They're basically leveraging my work. It's not cool. I'm not into that. It's not how I like to do business, but that's the danger of anytime you use a similar platform. So I built out my own self-hosted email server, even my SMTP. So if you email me and I reply to you one-on-one, that also goes to my own server. It's completely under my control. It does mean I had to learn some Linux stuff, but that's the beginning of this journey is going, what are things where I can control the cost? So I know that's not exactly an AI tool, but it's actually the first place that people have a lot of costs. A lot of people will have an email list of a couple hundred people. Right? You're just starting out, you have a couple of people and you're locked into some company that you're paying a couple hundred dollars a year, right? It's $20 a month, $30 a month. Then you just can't leave because you don't want to lose that audience, even though you're not emailing them every day or not generating. So I always look at, do I make more money from using this tool than it costs me? So last year at a certain point, I had like five different providers and I was mailing from all these different places. And I was like, this is insane. It's so much work. Every email, I have to write five different versions of it to send it for my different accounts and I hate it. Now I've just consolidated everything, been working on it for 2 or 3 months, and it gives you that level of control. So the first thing to look at is taking control of your email list. The second thing you want to have control of is your like audience to your website. So a lot of people think, oh, I have a large social media audience. The danger is you can lose it. And if you have that email audience on a platform you don't control, you can lose that as well if they delete your account. I know people that have lost account with hundreds of thousands or millions of subscribers. If you don't automatically back up your list, you have to fight for them to give you a copy of your customer base. And that can be really tough. So it's better to start thinking in advance. Now, when it comes to AI, a lot of platforms are making some really big claims and it can be very confusing as a consumer to go, which tools do I need? And I see a lot of people recommending stuff and I actually even recommend stuff then stop because I stop using it. So I always go back to this. I only pay for couple of tools. Tell you what I pay for right now. I have two ChatGPT Plus accounts. I have a Midjourney paid account. I have a Leonardo paid account. I have a Gling paid account, which is just aces. I was using that this weekend for a project and it was absolutely worth it. I paid for an entire year in advance because it doesn't work and I just want to not have to deal with this again. I don't want to deal with monthly billing. I just want to get it done because I've been testing it for a while. I have tested other tools that are platform specific, like I was playing around a lot with Taplio, which is a LinkedIn kind of content management system, but it's just ChatGPT. It's just a friend of for ChatGPT for what it costs. The only thing that it does well is like a comment management system because no one has comment management for a personal LinkedIn profile except for them. But it wasn't the right fit for me. It's still a great program, but it's not right for me. And it's a little expensive at $50 a month. So you have to decide if it's the right fit for you. It may be. So there are tools that I'm lukewarm on. I'm like, okay with it. I just wasn't right for me because I'm so good at doing everything inside of ChatGPT. So sometimes what we do is we're so afraid of learning how to do something inside of ChatGPT. We just go, oh, someone else has already written the prompt for me. I'll just use their software. Because all that these tools do, like all Taplio does is when you click one of these buttons, it says expand my tweet or expand my LinkedIn post. They also have a tweet one called Tweet 100. It's the same brand. All they're doing is taking what I wrote, adding a ChatGPT prompt, sending it to ChatGPT, and then sending back to me the response. So all you're really paying for at $50 a month is organization and then their collection of prompts. And my LinkedIn prompt is better. So the most important thing to understand is that if I can get a better result, so I can train LinkedIn to sound like me, I can get ChatGPT to sound like me, to sound more like my voice. Whereas when you're using someone else's tool, you often don't have that opportunity, right? You're limited to what there are. And so everything that gets posted start to sound the same. That's what you want to watch out for. So the first thing, if you're thinking about which tools you need, 90 to 99% of tools out there are just front ends for ChatGPT, or they're just using the ChatGPT API. I built software on top of it. I don't know how to build software. So this idea that all these other tools, these enterprise level tools, most tools that are enterprise level are like 99% profit because they're business to business and they're selling to businesses that don't realize they're just paying for like a neutered version of ChatGPT 10 times more. So I really recommend that before you spend anything big, okay, don't care how big your company is, if you think you need an enterprise level solution, like the odds of you getting like just drilled, if you're purchasing anything from someone who does enterprise level AI, like it's over 90%. The odds that they're overcharging you or selling you an inferior product that's actually free. Remember, ChatGPT 3.5 is free. Okay. Some of them are even using APIs from open source APIs. So they're literally paying nothing. So you might pay $10,000 a month and their overhead is $4 a month for the API costs. That's how overcharging they're doing. And that's the problem right now with the market, is the opportunity is so big is that most people don't know what they don't know. They don't know what AI should cost or what they should do. So before you invest in anything, let me tell you the tools you need. The first place you need a foundational tool, which is a text tool. Okay. You need something you're using to write. It can be Claude. It can be Grok, the Twitter one, if you want. I don't have a lot of experience with that. I did sign up for it, but I never got a notification that I got access. I haven't checked in a while. It can be ChatGPT. That's the one I use. And that's just the one I started with. They all accept the same prompt. So it's not that huge of a difference. And it can be a free open source one, right? It can be Mistral, which is the hot open source one right now. So you can actually download and install a free, an entirely free one AI on your computer. I cover that on my other channel, the Serve No Master main channel. I have an entire training video showing you how to install one and get it up and running. It takes about 5 minutes. And you can run an AI that's as good as ChatGPT 3.5, absolutely free. So you don't have to pay anything. Okay. Just a convenience and power of your computer factor. So if you have a weaker computer, it's a little bit slower and it's not as powerful. That's the trade-off, but you can get better AI. So by the time this comes out, I'm recording this a little bit in advance because my guest for tonight didn't show up. Well, guess what? The free open source AIs will be even better and better. So really, that's a great place to start. So you need something used for text, for writing. The second thing you need is image generation. Now, I know ChatGPT has DALL-E 3 built inside, but it always looks like a DALL-E image. A lot of people, especially on LinkedIn, are really leaning into DALL-E, and it's very obvious and it generates a lower quality image. Now, DALL-E is better for prompt consistency. So if you have a really complicated image, it's more likely to put the right things in the right places, but the image won't look as appealing. So I really recommend you lean into Midjourney. I do use Leonardo. If you're an artist or you're more talented, Leonardo is just very powerful. I struggle to get good results for Leonardo, and that has nothing to do with them. That has a lot to do with me, because it's just so powerful. It has a higher learning curve and I haven't spent enough time on it, where I spend a lot of time with Midjourney. You can, again, get free AI generation tools, but when you can get some amazing tools, you can even get Stable Diffusion paid version for $20 a month. So if you do, you should really think $20 a month for my text tool, $20 a month for my image generation. I think I'm on the $12 a month for Midjourney, I think, because when I signed up, I bought an annual plan. I think it was that. That's really the place you want to be. So I have these additional, because I have a large company, I do a lot of AI. I have a second ChatGPT account and I have the Leonardo account. I originally got Leonardo so that two people on my team could be doing image generation at the same time. Because of the way Midjourney works, I couldn't give two people access to my account at the same time. And creating a second account that I control was too weird, because it has to be, you have to log in through Midjourney. If I could have created a second way, I would create just a second Midjourney account. I don't mind. But those are the two main tools I use. Now, if you're going and doing other things, if you're doing like print on demand, or if you're doing a lot with video, then it makes sense to then add a specialized tool here and there. So if you're doing, if you're looking for like a tool for image editing, and an AI tool to like, doing photography, you want to make your pictures look better. Luminar Neo is very interesting. I just bought it myself. What's cool is they do have a lifetime license, is not a subscription. I'm always looking for that with tools right now. So my email platform, the software I use, I paid a one-time license fee. I don't pay an annual or monthly subscription. And then I just pay server fees, right? For how much server power I use. And that is, I have two servers, one that hosts the email sending platform that costs $20 to $25 a month for, and it's billed based on usage. And then the other one that hosts my email inboxes and outboxes, that one is costing me, I think like $50 a year or something like that. So very low cost for that one. Trying to give you guys real numbers because it's so hard when I follow a large creator, someone I look up to, and I can't understand what things should and should not cost. So I'm giving you guys real numbers. I hope that's okay with you because I've just been cutting my costs down, right? So at one point I had a maximum ClickFunnels account and a maximum Kartra account and a maximum GrooveFunnels account. And I had two ConvertKit accounts. I was spending thousands of dollars a month on the ability to send emails and build pages. And I've just been pulling back and going, it's just inefficient. So what you should think about with AI is it should be very affordable. It should be really powerful and it should really save you a lot of time or save you a lot of money. So I just started using Gling, which I have made some review videos for. Gling is a tool that will automatically edit your videos in a very specific way. What it does is it automatically removes mistakes. I don't make a lot of mistakes when I'm shooting videos myself. So if you write a transcript and then you shoot it from the transcript and you make a bunch of mistakes, you can upload the script and you upload the video to Gling. It's all done on your computer and it takes a couple of minutes and it will mark out all the mistakes. It's not perfect, but it's about 80% accurate. It will let me edit a video. Instead of it taking an hour, it takes me whatever the length of the video is. I just have to watch the video once and uncheck a few things, check a few things that need to be muted out. And otherwise it comes out with a really great result. So it will take the best of multiple takes and it's very quick. It's $15 a month. I was on the fence about it because there's other ways of editing that I can look at the script and kind of edit back and forth. But the Gling is so fast that the one thing they do it well enough that it's worth it. And again, it's not a crazy expensive tool and it only makes sense if you make a lot of mistakes. So I don't use it for myself, but when I'm doing editing videos for clients, it's made a huge difference because I've shot so many videos that I don't need to edit out that much of what I say. I don't make a mistake and then re-say the line because if I'm reading a transcript, what I'll actually do is just reread the whole thing. And if I make more than one mistake, I'm going to reshoot the video. That's just me because that's my process. However, I was working on a client project yesterday. Oh my gosh, it saved me so much time. So I'm a big fan of that tool. The next thing you might need is an image upscaler. There are some free ones online. I bought Topaz Gigapixel. I think it's called Gigapixel XL. It's $99. They're always on sale. It's always under $100. And it's a one-time purchase. They send updates every single day to their algorithms and it just upscales really well. It does one thing and it does it very well. So a lot of the images I get from Midjourney, they're low resolution. Now, Midjourney has added their own upscaler. And I cover this in a recent video as well where I was testing the upscaler and I actually, for an image, I didn't like it. The image was different. They didn't just enhance the image. They actually created a new, clearer version of the image and it changed it enough that I go, oh, I'd rather just upscale the other image. It's just a different way of doing it. The issue is that upscaling can take a long time. So it costs a lot of server credits. So it could take a couple of minutes out of my 15 hours a month of credits with Midjourney. And I bought Gigapixel before Midjourney had upscaling as an option. So if I want to get like a really high resolution image that's like in 4K, like this video is in 4K, that's what I'm going to use. I want you to really think about what tool you're using, why you're using them. Look at each tool that's part of your set. Like I look at my bills every month and go, what am I paying for here? Is there a reason I'm doing that? Is there a reason I have this license? I always have this subscription. Is there something I can do to get out of it? Because it's easier to save $20 a month than it is to make an extra $20 a month. And I want to encourage you to seek efficiency just because right now we're seeing this massive glut in the market of companies promoting and saying they're all AI and they have this new revolutionary tool and they're not that great. So another thing that I do a lot of is creating social media clips from videos like this one. A year ago, I bought a subscription to Vidyo, V-I-D-Y-O. That's the one I use. But now the platform I record on, Riverside, they'll actually make clips automatically as well. And the one thing Vidyo does is like automatically schedule them for me. They have a scheduler built in, which is nice. Other than that, I own six tools that I'll do it, that I'll have that feature built in. And you just choose which one you like the look of. So you don't actually have to pay it as a second tool. What used to be a tool, now it's become a feature. And a lot of other people use Opus. I know that. And I just have looked at what they do. And when I get the results for Opus, they're not as good as what I get from Vidyo for my content. As I look at what it picks I'll upload the same video to both. And I'm like, oh, it's not different enough that it's worth me changing. So that's the difference. But right now you can get clips from Riverside. I can get the clips generated by Descript. And that's the next tool that I want to talk about is for video editing. Descript has been a tool I've promoted for so long, just as my favorite transcription tool. And now they've added so many features. They've actually added an amazing green screen feature. They've added an amazing audio enhance feature. I just made an audio enhance comparison video and I was shocked that it was better than the specialist tools. It's now my favorite audio enhancer. I'm going to be running a lot of stuff through it. I may start editing my podcast in it. In fact, go back to doing that because it can do it 4K. It's just really very impressed me a lot with what it can do and really surprised me. So Descript is really great because it has an amazing green screen tool. It has an audio enhanced tool. It has a tool that will, like, if I'm looking off screen, it will make my eyes look at the camera, and they're constantly improving it. Really have been impressed with some of the changes they've made lately. And I haven't paid that much attention. It's a tool that I've had a subscription with since it was in beta. I was a beta user, and they've just really gone the extra mile. And I've been very impressed by that because it's just gone from being a transcription tool, just a really powerful video editor. For a while, I found it annoying, but now I'm seeing they can do some very cool stuff. They have a really high accuracy level. So if you want to edit via text, they can do that. Riverside also does it. Riverside is who I use to record my podcast episodes. It's a little bit expensive, but it lets me shoot in 4K. And that's great because why use a 4K camera if I can't give you guys 4K videos when I upload them? That's most of my tech stack. Overall, my entire cost for all of my AI and software, everything is a couple hundred dollars a month, down from several thousand dollars a month a year ago. So it's been a massive drop. And those are some of the big changes that I've made. And this isn't just a big affiliate episode, right? Saying, oh, here's the software I use. It's more to talk about what I'm paying as opposed to my mindset, as opposed to saying you have to copy exactly what I'm doing. You may try video and go, I don't like the way clips are made. Or you may not like the way Riverside works. Riverside is not perfect. Riverside has an issue with people talking over each other. There's a delay that I don't get when I talk on Squadcast. Squadcast just always takes way longer for you to upload my set of episode. I actually shoot other content on Squadcast, which is all by Descript. It's about the mindset more than anything else. I have a toolbox page on my website, which lists the tools that I think are good or great. I don't list any tools that I think aren't good enough, and I'm always changing that list. So you'll see some tools on there, like Taplio is still on there, even though I don't use it anymore, because I'm like, this is a good tool, but just not right for me. And I'm being really honest with you guys about it. Instead of saying it's the best thing, I tried it for 3 months. And I was like, you know what? I love the ability to respond to comments, have that organized, but that's not, to me, worth $50 a month for a tool that kind of, and I'm just changing. I'm actually testing a new tool. What I really wanted was a tool that has a social inbox, which means all of my comments, like I'm getting a lot of YouTube comments lately and I want to see them in one place and respond to them. It's hard for me to go, oh, which video got a comment, this and that. So I'm just trying another tool for organizing. I wish it could do the LinkedIn comments, but it can't. It can only do LinkedIn comments from a business page, not from me as a person. It's unfortunate. When you're looking at what you're spending money on, how you're using your tools, what your stack is, I really want you to think, what can I do to give me maximum result for minimum cost? And even let's talk about video, right? So I pay for video. I pay for 3,600 minutes a month. I can upload 3,600 minutes a year, to video and chop it up into clips. And you can do the same thing. So you can do it with ChatGPT, you can upload a transcript and say, pick the clips. That's what they're doing. And then just use those time codes and do the same thing inside of Descript. So it's because I paid for a year in advance that I'm sticking with video for now. But if I change the way I schedule my content, then I may move away from it. But I just like video is quite, it has some good features. Not everything's great. But compared to the other tools, the ability to schedule automatically really is the winner for me because it just means I don't skip that step because I have a tendency to make content and not schedule it. But it can still be done locally. And a lot of these features, the thing I want you to do is reassess every 6 months and go, oh, you know what? There's a new way of doing this that maybe is a little bit better or maybe a little bit cheaper. Eventually, a lot of the tools that seem like they're so cool, they'll become features in other tools like Midjourney. Originally, I had to use another tool to do outpainting, which is where I have an image and then I need to make the image more around the image, add the outside. And now Midjourney added that feature, right? Midjourney added panning, Midjourney added expanding, Midjourney added zooming in, zooming out. So they're constantly adding it. So what used to be a tool now becomes a feature. And we're heading towards that synchronicity where every tool has every feature. So some of the tools that kind of are dark horses. Like, I wasn't paying attention to Descript and it's become really powerful. So I'm going to be shooting some content coming up in the future. I'm actually going to do some comparisons, like what's the best video like screen recorder, because now they've added this feature. I didn't even notice that. They asked it a couple months ago to Descript that directly competes with Loom. I pay $10 a month for Loom, which is why I record a video and then I'll send it to someone really quickly and then they can make notes on it. It turns out now Descript does that, right? So I have 5 different tools for doing screen recording local to my computer. So I'm always looking for what's the best now because tech is changing. So please stay with me. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. This is a solo episode. It's going back to a classic format. I may be doing more of these because it's a lot easier. I can tell you what, man, so many guests, no show, and it's such a hassle. I just want to give you guys like rock solid content. So let me know if this is the type of episode that you guys dig on, because I'm happy to do it to just give you guys really good episodes. I've been thinking about it because I need a delay between when I shoot a guest episode and release it just because I need time to edit it and in case they no show and all that stuff. But I can actually shoot a solo episode and drop it in. And maybe I'll go back to that format just because I love doing this type of content. Hope you guys dig this episode. Thank you so much for being here. I really love creating the Artificial Intelligence Podcast, and I'll see you guys next week.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. You can get a free custom GPT bot that I've built with the click of a button. Add my personal content creation assistant to your company in less than 2 minutes. Add Cynthia Diamond, the content creation expert, to your team absolutely free at artificialintelligencepod.com/diamond.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Artificial Intelligence Podcast. Make sure to subscribe so you never miss another episode. We'll be back next Monday with more tips and tactics on how to leverage AI to escape that rat race. Head over to artificialintelligencepod.com now to see past episodes, leave a review, and check out all of our socials.